Mornings. 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands Home Care. I'm here for Linda today, who is the gal who cares for the caregivers. She is off on vacation in Michigan. So today I've got with me Bobby. He's going to be helping us out on the board, our
Hello.
Awesome producer. Thanks, Bobby. We appreciate
Happy
you being
Saturday.
Here.
Happy Saturday. Appreciate it.
Happy Saturday. Beautiful day here in Florida. So.
Yep. When the Linda's away, the guest host will play. Is
Woo-hoo!
That how it goes?
Woohoo. So let's see. So we're so glad you decided to spend some time with us today. I have an amazing guest with me, Stacy Carlin with NeuroChallenge Foundation for Parkinson's, and she's going to be talking to us. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Becky. I'm so glad to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you. And we've got some new listeners out there. We've got Grace from St. Pete, Marsha in Largo, and Penelope in Ohio.
O-H-I-O.
Yeah. There you go. That's my home state.
Me so. Too. Little connection there.
Where we go. We got some Ohio, some Buckeyes in the house. So good. So, you know, let's jump right into this. Very often here on Linda's program, we talk about dementias and Alzheimer's dementia. But Linda had a very close and personal experience with Parkinson's here recently that she's working through and connected with Stacy. So she thought it was really great to have Stacy come on from the NeuroChallenge Foundation. So Stacy, can you tell us a little bit about what is NeuroChallenge Foundation for Parkinson's?
Absolutely, absolutely. So NeuroChallenge Foundation for Parkinson's is a local nonprofit based out of Sarasota, Florida. We currently service six counties in Florida. We do Pinellas, Sarasota, Manatee, Charlotte, Highlands, and Marion County. We're a community-based program, and what we do, our mission is to help people with Parkinson's on their journey so that they can have a better quality of life today, and that involves their caregivers and care partners too. So we are here to help people navigate the disease process and just help them achieve a better quality of life. So it's a real exciting organization. Unfortunately, you know, we've had the pandemic recently. So we are a community-based program at heart. We're in the communities trying, you know, pre-pandemic, doing our programming, getting to know the community, engaging, empowering, and educating everybody. With the pandemic, we've shifted our focus a little bit on everything we do right now. Our programs are online, so we're still virtual while we navigate this complex time. But we're here to help people, and we do that in a four-pronged approach to care. That's kind of what I call it. We educate, we do webinars, we have therapeutic programs, we have support programs, and then we have me and my coworkers who are the care advisors. And we are the people who that you can reach out to, and we will help you navigate yourself along this journey. So that's one of the things we do. All of our services are free. We are donor and grant supported. And we're, you know, the silver lining in this pandemic is at heart, like I said, we service these six counties locally. But because we've shifted to a virtual program model, we are reaching people throughout the United States and throughout Florida. So I know we're broadcasting in the Tampa Bay area. So just because we're, you know, you're in Pasco or you might be in Hillsborough listening, you can definitely still reach out to us. For those who can see while we're doing live, we are at neurochallenge.org is our website, and you can always reach us at info@neurochallenge.org. So those are great ways. I love talking to people, getting to know people, hearing their stories, and figuring out where I can help them, you know, learn a little bit more, which might make their quality of life easier or better. And that's where we come in.
That's awesome. So you really are connecting caregivers
every
day.
Absolutely. Every day I hear a new story. Every day we know there's a success. And what we want people to know is that they're not alone on this journey. As you said when we started, we hear so much about, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, and related diseases, but Parkinson's still has a huge impact. And it has been, I have learned so much from the community that we serve about Parkinson's, and that really one of the best things we do as a community organization is we educate and we let people know that, again, they're not alone and that there are services and connections that can help them achieve a better quality of life.
That's awesome. So for many of our listeners out there that aren't familiar with Parkinson's, can you tell us what Parkinson's disease is?
Absolutely. It's a complex disease. And what we like, I like to start it off this way when we're talking. When you meet one person with Parkinson's, you'll have met one person with Parkinson's, because nobody really presents in the same way. One person might have a shake. One person might have slow movement. So again, everybody is an individual. But Parkinson's is a movement disorder, and it affects your abilities to perform common activities of daily living. It is chronic and progressive. It's of the brain, the central nervous system, and the symptoms do gradually worsen over time. It's marked, the hallmark is that it's marked by a deficiency in the chemical messenger, the neurotransmitter dopamine. And dopamine is responsible for mood and movement. So when we think of Parkinson's, we all associate with movement. It's like the classic hallmark sign. Someone might have a tremor or they might be slow to move, but dopamine is also responsible for mood. So it affects all the systems in the body. And again, it presents differently in each person. It is characterized by the motor, but we know the non-motor symptoms that Parkinson's exhibit can be just as challenging for people as the movement-based ones. So there's a lot of things that can be affected with Parkinson's. We know that there are some early signs. And one of the early signs that I hear about when I talk to people is they lose their sense of smell. So they might have lost their sense of smell 10 to 20 years before diagnosis. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's just amazing.
Right. Like it's just a small, it's an early sign. But some other ones are the tremor, like we talked about, the movement part. People with Parkinson's might have small handwriting. Their handwriting might get more constricted. Trouble sleeping. A lot of people talk about how that affects their quality of life. Their sleeping is affected. And difficulty moving and walking. But the other one we talk about, and I know this isn't always pleasant to talk about, but people will report that constipation issues and gastrointestinal issues become very problematic. I've talked to someone recently who said it was really a constipation episode that led to the diagnosis of Parkinson's.
Wow, I have not heard that before. That's amazing.
And this can be 10 to 20 years before a diagnosis. So people with Parkinson's, unlike Alzheimer's, which when you're diagnosed, you might, 4 to 8, sometimes 12 years, people with Parkinson's can have it for several decades. So this is a 10 to 20 to 30 year course of a disease that they could be on. So somebody might get a diagnosis earlier on, that we call that young onset Parkinson's, and that's, around the age of 50. But we also know that people get it later in life. There's a lot of people who get misdiagnosed or don't even seek treatment because that constipation or that loss of smell, they might just attest to it that I'm getting older, just like people do with Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases. Our senses do change as we age, but there are early signs. So I mentioned a couple of them. The other ones that we like to talk about is you might notice people with Parkinson's having a softer voice. They're very hard to hear. So, they have to focus more effort to get their breath and to talk louder, to exasperate a little bit. We know that the other thing is they have a masked facial expression. It might look like they're angry or sad. You'll see the downturn here. And that's not it at all. It's just that the muscles responsible for movement in the face have slowed because of the dopamine depletion in our bodies, and it exhibits as a meaner, angrier face. And that's not the case at all for these people. So a lot of people are misunderstood. And then the other one, another hallmark sign is you'll see as they get older, you might see the hunched leaning over. So those are some of the early signs that we, people exhibit. We know there's like the 10 early signs that they talk about. So, when you do finally see a movement disorder specialist or neurologist or your primary care, to make the diagnosis, you typically have four symptoms present, two of the four main symptoms, which would be slowness of movement, we call that bradykinesia, the tremor, Trouble with your balance or postural instability. These are some big technical terms I'm going to be throwing
That's
out
okay.
today.
This is good.
You know, or stiffness of the arms and legs. And, you know, sometimes in the beginning, it might just be on one side. You know, you might just notice it on your left or on your right. But over time, you know, the symptoms might progress over to the other side and become, you know, all on your encompassing on your body. So what I like people to know, as again I said, everyone presents with symptoms different. One person might not have loss of smell. They might be like, that never was me. The other person might be like, I never had any GI problems. Some people do. So with that, we always recommend going to see a doctor, movement disorder specialist, neurologist, and, you know, hopefully they can help them navigate it. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
That's really good information. And I think we have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do have Lyle from Sebring.
Is this Lyle?
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hi, Lyle. How are you today?
I'm ready to talk if you have something to talk about.
Oh, Lyle, I know you have something to talk about. Lyle is one of our community members out in Sebring, Florida. He is a NeuroChallenge ambassador. This gentleman has brought so much education to the area he lives in. He's been in the newspaper. I'm going to have to grab it on a commercial break. We have a resource guide, and Lyle hands it out to everybody he meets, and it is a free guide, and it's full of valuable information. Lyle, do you want to share some stuff about NeuroChallenge that you could tell the community listening?
Sure, that'd be fine. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's about a year and a half ago, and I had probably experienced it maybe up to a year beforehand, and some of the symptoms, a shuffling gait, or small steps, and small handwriting. My voice was lower, although it hadn't been all that loud my whole life. And I was tired and weak. And I went to the doctors. I didn't have a doctor pretty much my whole life except for emergency type things from sports and other things like that. But my kids got on my case about Christmas a year and a half ago and said, come on, let's go, Dad. And then they went through a number of tests and went to the neurologist here in Sebring, and was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And I'm taking medication right now that's helping in the different symptoms that I have. But one of the things, first of all, I was very active before in my life in sports and outside mowing and pulling weights and things. And it just slowed me down to almost nothing. So I was kind of feeling very down for a couple of weeks, not knowing what the rest of my life was going to be in. I just turned 73 last month, and I went to my Dr. Cora, which was a rehab with the LSVT big program, which was making large motions and talking loud, yelling. I was supposed to yell, which I didn't get to that one. But anyway, and another thing that happens is I kind of lose track where I am sometimes, but again, being active before, I was looking for a support group here in Highlands County, which is about 100 miles from every place south of Orlando and from East Coast. And there was a group meeting in one of the churches, and we were meeting on the third Thursday in the morning, and we had a support group, about 15 support group people and 15 of us with Parkinson's, and we were meeting once a month. And we got reference materials from NeuroChallenge, a resource guide that was very helpful in getting medication descriptions and symptoms. And also the support group was so helpful to be able to talk with others who were experiencing different symptoms of Parkinson's and how it was affecting their lives and their families. And I just kind of, when the pandemic came, well, first of all, we had a YMCA program called Pedaling for Parkinson's. And that was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for an hour from 11 till noon. And that's where we had about 11 or 12 of us were in that pedaling. And we got to share with each other things that were affecting our lives. And anyway, that was so helpful. And then when the pandemic came and the Y closed for a while, we had to go elsewhere. And NeuroChallenge came up with about 30 to 40 programs that you could attend by Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so a lot of us went to these classes, you know, on medications and symptoms and just a lot of, it's like going back to school again for me. And it was great because I felt more value.
He's saying it. I mean, Lyle, you are so spot on. He kind of gave a little commercial for NeuroChallenge. I love it, Lyle.
Well, and that's why we want that resource out there. So it sounds like NeuroChallenge has made a difference in your life since this diagnosis.
It really has. And I would recommend anybody that's got questions about Parkinson's or family members or ones with Parkinson's, we're trying to reach out and just tell them what's available. And this show right now is another thing that's available. And we just said, everybody went to two or three classes this week. And I said, you guys, we gotta call Stacy. So I don't know if they have yet or not, but if they're listening, come on.
This is amazing. Lyle, thank you so much for sharing your Saturday on Memorial Day weekend to talk about NeuroChallenge. You are such an ambassador and such a wonderful, kind person. He is a great human.
Oh, God bless you, Lyle, and being out there for taking what has been a challenge for you and using that as an opportunity to help others. That's wonderful.
Very much. And I just encourage anybody that does have Parkinson's to share it with their families, share it with friends and others that they see might have it. And it'll just be so helpful to them. So thank you very much for having me.
Lyle, you have been heard, and the radio waves are carrying your story. I am so appreciative. We will talk next week for sure when I give you a special thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about NeuroChallenge and everything that we've done. And you really, we will connect next week. I appreciate your time.
Right. Have a happy Memorial.
Yes, you too.
Thank you, Lyle. God bless.
All right.
Wow. So that really gives us a picture of how NeuroChallenge helps people with Parkinson's. You mentioned the four-prong approach earlier.
Yeah.
Can we dig into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. So Lyle kind of mentioned it. So we have a four-pronged approach. We do the educational component, a therapeutic component, a support program component, and then the care advising. And the care advising is kind of really what sets us apart. Several of my coworkers, we are the care advisors for NeuroChallenge. And that's when we talk to Lyle. We talk to people in the community. We set them up with community resources. We hear their stories. But to get back to the education and the programs, from the educational component, right now, like I said, everything's virtual. Prior to that, when we were in the communities, we would do things in convention centers where our expo used to be, or when we could gather safely. For now, we have webinars throughout the month from top thought doctors, some of the medication providers for that help for Parkinson's. From the therapeutic side, we have these programs that Lyle is talking about. So we do dancing classes, we do yoga and relaxation, we do a balance class. And then from the support side, Lyle was talking about making sure you're not alone and talking to people. We have support groups. So we have discussion groups. We have a men's group, a women's group, a combined support group for people with Parkinson's. And here, shout it out to the Caregiver Connection team, we have a care partner support group. We also just recently started an adult children of Parkinson's group that meets the second Thursday at night, because adult children need their own support systems too, because they have that question of, mom and dad might have this, now what do I do as an adult child? So that's kind of our four-pronged approach, the education, therapeutic, the support groups and discussion groups, and then the care advising. So, but within that, when I talk about the support group or the therapeutic groups and the exercise, we have community partnerships. So in Pinellas County, because I know a lot of people might be listening from there or even some of the other ones, we have a partnership with the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg. And we do an evidence-based program called Delay the Disease. So what we have done is we have trained, NeuroChallenge has trained some of their trainers in the evidence-based program Delay the Disease. And then the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg provides the trainer. And virtually now, so this is a Tuesday, 12:15 Eastern Standard. I have to say Eastern Standard Time now because people are calling us throughout the country coming onto our program. So I have to differentiate that. Yesterday, my phone call was to someone in San Diego. I'm like, I need that 3-hour time difference to connect. So the YMCA of Greater St. Petersburg is a phenomenal partner, and we do this program weekly at 12:15. Another one, Azalea Rec Center in St. Petersburg. Prior to the pandemic, we met there for a program called Mindful Moves. Cynthia Alicia is a wonderful instructor. She has a great company called Mindful Moves. We're doing that virtually, but we are in the process of talking how we integrate these programs back into the community. Because again, I've mentioned, at heart, we are a community-based organization connecting people in their communities. But we do not want to not be able to still serve the people now that we're reaching in California, or that we're reaching who can't drive to us because they don't have a license anymore, or they're just not able to get out of the house, or some of their symptoms have declined so much. So, you know, that's our support and therapeutic and programming side.
That is amazing. Well, we're going to continue talking about this, but first we've got a break and listen to our amazing sponsors who help bring you Connecting Caregivers Radio Show every week.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day. and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Well, we're back live on the air with Stacy Carlin from NeuroChallenge Foundation. This is Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands Home Care here hosting today while Linda is off in Michigan with family and friends. And I'm hoping she is floating on an inner tube right now in the middle of the lake with a cocktail in hand and a big smile on her face. So, Linda, we love you. And hope you have a great, safe journey home and be back on the air with us next week. But for now, we're going to talk to Stacy some more about NeuroChallenge. So, Stacy, who has Parkinson's?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Quite a few people. So we know right now that there are 1 to 1.5 million people in the United States diagnosed with Parkinson's, and that's probably underestimated. In the United States alone, there are 100,000 Americans diagnosed each year. There are more than 10 million people with Parkinson's worldwide.
Wow.
And these numbers, here's the kicker, these numbers are expected to double, okay? Parkinson's is one of the fastest growing neurodegenerative diseases out there. So it's, when you talk and listen to some of the top thought doctors, they are saying we are entering the pandemic levels of Parkinson's diagnoses. So it's something to think about. There's a lot of people affected. We also know, and there are statistics out there that show that it is, in the U.S. alone, $52 billion worth of expenditures go towards caring, treating for Parkinson's, all sorts of things. And all of this can be found on the big organizations that, the national organizations like Parkinson's Foundation, Michael J. Fox, Davis Finney. So they have a lot of that. But, you know, right here in Florida, we are so lucky. We know that there are about 10,000 people in the 6 county areas that we serve that have Parkinson's. And again, we truly believe that these numbers are underestimated.
Wow, and yes. That's where you guys really come out and provide an amazing resource. Now, mm-hmm. Do we see this more in men or women?
Right. So that answer goes back and forth based on which organization you're talking to, but we do know that it affects men and women equally, but sometimes men more. And, depending on, we say that it's in our presentations that it does affect equal, but we do know sometimes it is more men, calling in with, displaying that they've had, more symptoms, so, and they're seeking treatment. So with that, there's a lot of people, and when you think about the costs associated with it, it's a lot. So I want to talk about, the causes and what we, where does Parkinson's come from? A lot of times, there's a couple different areas. We know that there are some environmental factors, that pesticide exposures, chemical weapons of war, head injuries, so the environmental side. There is a small genetic side. It's estimated that less than 10% really are cases that are genetically primary as their diagnosis. But really, the main factor is age. So we all are going to get older. It's most commonly found in adults over the age of 50, with 62 being, the average age of diagnosis. And we do know that there's many cases where it's just idiopathic. We do not know where the disease comes from. So, but what I do want to talk about, because it is Memorial Day weekend, is the veterans and Parkinson's.
Yeah, I see it, and I'm seeing it more in our business at Assisting Hands as we're doing home care services. we are seeing more Parkinson's clients come our way. And many of them are veterans. So let's talk about the veterans and Parkinson's disease.
So one of the great things is we are yet again one more free resource for people who are veterans or anybody else to reach out to us. So if you know somebody who's a veteran and they, you know, Parkinson's has been mentioned, tell them to call us. We're able to connect them with the veteran service officers in each county. I mean, I've got the list and phone call. I've called all of them just to try and get enough.
They are amazing men and women.
They are amazing. And they are there to help people get their benefits, work through it. But let's talk about, we know that there's three methods to establish service connection with Parkinson's for veterans. There is direct. So with a direct, you need strong medical documentation from a physician following medical rationale for exposure to the chemical agent trichloroethylene. That's a big one, TCE. So that is one of the environmental factors I mentioned earlier. We know there's a presumptive connection, and that's Agent Orange exposure. It is conceded if the criteria are set forth by the Veterans Administration, or there's another one, and that's the water contamination at Camp Lejeune. So during the times for that, you know, that's where we can help you connect with the Veteran Service Organization and officers to find out if you meet those criteria. And then there's one other one called a secondary service connection. And that is if you have a traumatic brain injury, they will consider Parkinson's disease as secondary to a traumatic brain injury if a person or a veteran develops Parkinson's later in life. So those are three methods to establish potentially getting benefits.
Right. And one of those benefits we've seen in the home care sector is the Homemaker Home Health Aid program, where if you are being treated at a veterans clinic and you have a geriatric care clinician that you're working with, you can ask that doctor to prescribe home health aid services. And if you don't have those services, let's say you've decided to keep your doctor in the community, you can go to the VA if you are a veteran and they can determine that you do have medical services available to you. Still keep your physician in the community, but go to that VA doctor. We've got some phenomenal VA doctors here in the Tampa Bay area. And once you get that prescription basically written, you'll have a social worker assigned to you. And we see veterans today that we do 3-4 hour visits with them anywhere from 3 times a week to 7 days a week. And that's assistance with bathing, grooming, and even respite care for those family members that just need a break. I'm thinking of a particular family, and I was speaking with the wife. The husband is a has service-connected Parkinson's diagnosis, and we've been taking care of them for a little bit over a year. We started right before the pandemic, and she called me the other day, and she said, "Becky, I just want to call and thank you." And it was such a sweet phone call. She said, "You have been a miracle in our life." And, you know, I think about it, I'm like, you know, what we do is so simple for them. We have an amazing caregiver, Madeline, who is out there with them 3 days a week. But she helps put the groceries away, and she helps our gentleman get a shower, and she does some exercises, and she takes him for a walk. And for his wife, those are just extra things that provide her a little bit of assistance and have been a game changer. And I also connected them to the NeuroChallenge Foundation. Through that, they were able to connect with a new doctor, and he's on a new medication now, which has been amazing for them. Wonderful. And a lot of the depression and a lot of the anxiety that he was feeling, we've been able to harness the powers that are out there and give them a resource. So, you know, I want to thank you, Stacy, for helping that family. And
that is wonderful. That's so good to hear. You know, and back to the veterans, we are lucky that in the Tampa Bay area, we are one of the 24 areas that has a consortium for the VA. So it's a Parkinson's consortium. So there are specialists in there in this area who we can help you reach out to. You know, we're not a clinical organization, but we don't provide medical advice. But if someone calls me and is a veteran and they need to touch base, I've got the resources resources and answers to help them move along to find more, just like what you were saying, to help them get on a new medication regimen or to find the new doctor who might have a little bit more, you know, might be a movement disorder specialist who's a neurologist specially trained in treating movement disorders such as Parkinson's. They have that extra training in that. We are so lucky between Tampa all the way down to Sarasota to have amazing clinicians. We have movement disorder specialists. We have neurologists who are specially trained in Parkinson's, who have Parkinson's followings. Let me give you just one more background on how NeuroChallenge even came about. We're only a 13-year-old organization, and this is a great segue into Dr. Dean Sutherland and his late wife in Sarasota. He has a very large Parkinson's practice. 13 years ago, he realized that he was giving people this life-changing diagnosis. And as a neurologist, the time in that office is very short. And then it was sending people out the door saying, you know, see you in 6 months. He wow. knew as a neurologist that there had to be a better way. And that's where this better approach to Parkinson's became formulated. That's what NeuroChallenge Foundation is here for, help people get a better quality of life. That's how we now have that four-pronged approach to care. We have the four, you know, four areas we can serve people. So when he was sending people out, and we are now our own nonprofit, we are our own entity, but his forethought knew that there needed to be more people, more services for Parkinson's people. So, you know, we now are, like I said, we stand alone on our own. We service all these counties. We are now even people reaching out to us nationally. It's the same thing. We know of the resources. We can help you figure out what you might need because it is an overwhelming thing to hear, you know. But what we know is that people who do accept it and that they know this is something they have and they're willing to move along that journey, we can help them move along and they don't have to be alone. And it doesn't have to be something you do alone.
I love that. What a great mission. Now, you guys have a big event coming up on Saturday, June 12th. Tell us about that.
Yes. So for those of you, I know we're on the radio, but we are all kind of broadcasting live. We have our Parkinson's Expo. So I even brought a little advertisement. I'm a walking advertisement. So here is the thing. Pre-pandemic, NeuroChallenge hosted the largest gathering of people with Parkinson's in the country.
Wow.
We have had to shift gears like everybody else in the world, and we're doing it virtually this year. So it begins Saturday, June 12th at 9 a.m. It is going to be a wonderful opportunity to come learn about Parkinson's. If you have Parkinson's, if you know of somebody who might need this, you know, or just, you know, if you know of a physician you want to drop by, hey, have you heard a little bit, like Lyle was mentioning, he lets his internal medicines and primary care doctors know. And the more people we can educate about Parkinson's, the better it is for people to move along in this journey. So we're going to have amazing top thought doctors come on and present about various things related to Parkinson's, some nutritional things, some emotional things. We are so fortunate. We have someone from Dr. Okun at the University of Florida. And this is going to be a great segue. We're going to have some live interactive things where you guys can see the programs that we do. So a little bit of the yoga and relaxation. So, you know, things that we do in our programs, we're going to, put in throughout different parts of the program when we do our stretches and all those kind of things. So it's really, and then there's the other side. I'm going to be there, even though it's live, as a care advisor. So if somebody hears something in one of the programs and then wants to reach out and call us, we will be able to give them resources that day.
Wow.
So they
live
don't have
right
to wait.
Live
right on the spot. So there's going to be an interactive chat. So if you have questions, you just put it in, you know, into Zoom, into our Zoom land where we've been doing things lately. And I'm really looking forward to it because let me tell you, I really thought I knew a lot about Parkinson's. I've been working in the aging population and in long-term care for quite some time. Boy, has this community told me and educated me, and I am so appreciative of everything that they have afforded me to gain from them. All the stories, all the stuff, the clinical information that I feel now that I've gained, I really want to impart that knowledge onto other people. So
wow,
it's going to be
Stacey,
really exciting.
That's just pretty awesome. Well, we will definitely be looking forward to that. And of course, as always, anything you hear on the program today on Connecting Caregivers Radio, you can always go to lindaburhans.com, reach out to Linda. Linda will patch you straight through to the hotline with Stacy, connect you to these amazing resources with NeuroChallenge. You also have a resource guide.
I do.
You want to talk about that
for
a minute?
Lyle talked about it. This is our little booklet. It is, again, another free service that we provide. It's a 60-page document filled with great stuff about what Parkinson's is, some of the medications. We've had caregivers from our community write a little story about what it is to become a care partner or a caregiver in here. So this is a really great handbook. These are free. You can download it on our website, neurochallenge.org, but it is 60 pages long. So I can gladly send you one. Just reach out to us. But again, all this information is on our website. Our website is filled with great content and information on Parkinson's.
It really is. It's amazing, all the resources there. And we'll have a connection there on Linda's page, as well as go to neurochallenge.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I think we're going to be coming up on a break here. We've got a couple more of our partners that we're going to listen to. And then we come back, we're going to talk about some other events coming up in the community.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, we are out of the gate, and this week Lynn took a break. She's on a much-needed weekend off, so I'm here to tell you about some of the events coming up in the area. If you have any questions about these events, please go to lindaborhans.com. She will be happy to send you the registration link. But in the meantime, get out your pens and pencils, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some things coming up. We're going to have a conversation with Dr. Tan Cummings. This is a regular monthly education series that's sponsored by Art and Quartz. Next one coming up is on Thursday, June the 3rd, 11 a.m. to 12:15 Eastern Time. Tam is going to talk about ADLs. What are ADLs and how does that change care? So for those out there, ADLs are activities of daily living, and she's going to identify those and help us navigate both in the care environment and in the home setting. Linda's got a program coming up with Seasons Hospice. She's going to be hosting a virtual journaling workshop on Monday, June the 7th. This is a virtual program starting at 11 a.m. If you need more information about that, you can reach out to Kim Gagnon at Seasons Hospice. Her number is 727-412-2360, or of course you can always reach out to Linda. And when it comes to journaling, Linda has a great program she offers every month on the second Monday of every month from 11 to 12 o'clock. This is a program that is sponsored by Art and Quartz of Largo. And Linda talks about gratitude and journaling and how that equals reduced caregiver stress. So join Linda for that program each month. And then we also have another relaxation outlet for you, Reiki Exchange. The monthly Reiki Exchange is coming up at Veterans Funeral Care. It's on the last Thursday of each month from 6 to 7. Veterans Funeral Care opens up their Officers Club up on Belcher Road in Clearwater. And we thank Beverly for hosting that. You can reach out to Beverly at 727-259-5240 and find out more. And then, of course, we talked just a little bit ago about the Parkinson's Expo that NeuroChallenge is going to be hosting on Saturday, June 12th. That's going to start at 9 a.m. This is a free event on the World Wide Web. So you can be anywhere, even though NeuroChallenge serves and specializes in the six counties here in Florida. This is available to anybody.
Absolutely.
Internationally,
absolutely.
Nationally, you can be in England, you can be in Mexico, you can be in Canada, you can be right here in the good old US of A, and going to be some great resources that day. How long does that program go?
It's going to be about 9 to 2. So, you know, we've got some interactive things like I was mentioning, you know, to give stretching. You can come on when you want.
So it's a picnic.
It is.
Order some Uber Eats in.
It's going to be perfect.
And
we're doing a lunch and learn. We're calling it, you know, a little lunch and learn one of the sessions.
I love it. So I'm thinking we may have to host a watch party at Assisting
Absolutely.
Hands.
So all you have to do is to do that, to get registered, is go to neurochallenge.org, and it's right on the main part of our website. You know, register for the expo. You'll see the big banner going across. It is really going to be filled with some great information. So
we're
going
to add that on our blog this week to let people know about that. They can always go to assistinghands.com/Pinellas, and that's going to be my blog topic this week. So
very
good.
The
more
we can do to educate, empower, and engage, that's what we're here for. So
I love it. Now, you told me during our break recently about an amazing piece that you guys do down in Sarasota with the Sarasota Ballet. Can you tell me about that for a minute?
Absolutely. So it's another community partnership. So that's, we really love to partner with great organizations in the communities we serve. But the silver lining, again, is even though we're partnering with the Sarasota Ballet currently, our programs are virtual, so people can get in on working with the Sarasota Ballet in a movement-based course. It's a program that encourages movement, because we know with Parkinson's, exercise can be as good as medicine. Daily exercise can help decrease symptoms or slow the progression, so it really is powerful. So having this connection, and you know what? You can be in a chair, you can be standing, you just don't have to have Parkinson's. Your care partner and caregivers can be there too. We have a lot of couples who do this together, and the music changes, but really, if it's one thing to watch a ballerina do exercises and then see the people do it, it's amazing. What a great connection for them.
And this is the prima ballerina
Well, we do have a rotating group, but you know, I will tell you, yes, we have some great people who do programs for us.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal. So, you know, I wanted to kind of wrap up because our time's ending here shortly. Tell me what's your biggest message to pass away from NeuroChallenge today?
Honestly, if you know somebody who you think might have Parkinson's or who needs more information, please have them reach out to us. info@neurochallenge.org, www.neurochallenge.org. Our number is 941-926-6413. We're free. We're one extra thing. If you have a person who just needs to talk, I can be there to take a call and listen to what you have to say and maybe just take a little stress off of your day while we help you formulate a little bit of a plan or get some resources in line. We're all about just educating people and letting them know they are not alone.
This is amazing. And Stacy, I can't thank you enough for coming into the studio today and being here with us. Parkinson's is one of those diseases that we don't talk about enough. And being Memorial Day weekend, I just wanted to reach out to all our veterans out there, those who are still with us, those who have passed. We remember you and we thank you. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate the freedom and the independence you've brought to our country and to the world. And we just want to honor you this weekend. And so a lot of us are off work on Monday. And for those that are working on Monday, we thank you for that. I know I have a handful of caregivers that are out there that are still taking care of our people that need that care around the clock, and you caregivers out there that don't stop because it's a holiday. But just remember, thank a veteran. Put that American flag out this weekend and know that we love you and we thank God for you, and God bless you and God bless America. Absolutely. Thanks for being on with us today. Linda will be back on board next week. Bobby, thanks for having us today, and y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know you got a friend.
Water.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.